First, Naomi's husband died, then both of her sons. So all she had left were her two daughter-in-laws, Ruth and Orpah. This story is found in the book of Ruth, and we read that unlike Orpah, Ruth was devoted to her mother-in-law. Instead of staying behind, Ruth decided to leave her home and go with Naomi back to Bethlehem. It's in the first chapter of Ruth where we find these beautiful words. Wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you live, I will live. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God. Wherever you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord punish me severely if I allow anything but death to separate us. This story of Ruth's devotion to Naomi demonstrates a measure of love that causes me to examine my love for Christ. How much do I really love my Lord and Savior? How much do you love Him? I remember a time when I was afraid that God would ask me to do something radical in my life. I remember being nervous that He may call me or my husband to be a missionary or move far away from home. At that point in my life, my spiritual roots were not very deep. Now, I loved Him, and I had given Him my life, but not all of it. I look back on it now, and I realize I was holding back certain areas of my life. What about you? Are you really willing to do whatever He asks you to do? Is there anything you're holding back from Him? You see, He desires for us to love Him like Ruth loved Naomi, devoted to follow Him no matter where He may lead us. Today, let's soak in these verses from the book of Ruth and say with our whole heart, Lord, wherever you go, I will go. You will be my God.